Regarding the military situation of Misrata, the Gaddafis forces are still surrounding the city. They are making an enclave formation to surround the city from the east, from the west, and from the south. And like usual, since 4 days ago, they are using the rocket launchers against the people of Misrata, because they can't get inside the city by troops or by forming vehicles and tanks. You know, because most of the city entrances are totally blocked by the rebels, and also the NATO aircraft, which actually, to be honest with you, they are doing a great job in the last 3 days, especially yesterday. I'd like to tell you about the seaboats have been under attack and shelling yesterday and today, and there are a lot of damages that have been occurred inside the port facilities. We have a damage of the storage unit number 10, and a lot of Toyota cars belongs to the main dealer of Misrata, Toyota, was totally destroyed and burned, as well as some containers that contain some goods, electric goods, and some medical and food supplies that came from the international community as an international aid damage.
But the port is still completely usable.
Yes, yes. Thank God, the docks of the seaboard have not damaged, which still enable us to receive the ships that comes to Misrata to bring the international aid. But the problem is, it's not totally secure because the Gaddafi's forces are trying. Actually, they tried yesterday by a Navy special force to sneak into the seaboard. I don't know, maybe to take control of the seaboard, maybe from the inside, or maybe to trap and bomb the ducts of the seaboard by explosion or something like that. But I think they didn't succeed. The rebels have managed to push them back toward the sea.
Can you tell me more about the impact of that attack?
They are completely unsuccessful because the rebels have noticed their approach from the sea side, and actually we are really surprised and wondering how they could not be seen by the NATO aircraft. And when the rebels have opened fire toward them, they manage to push them back, they stand back toward the sea.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the morale situation of Misrata right now?
It's still the same, actually. We have casualties that happen every day due to the random rocket shelling of the Gaddafi's forces. Today the Gaddafi's forces have destroyed a main power station near to the heavy-duty transport road, in an area called Al-Habara, which have resulted in a shutdown in a major part of the areas that contain the majority of the population of Misrata. I would like to tell you that we have managed only to restore electricity like maybe 5 days ago only, just after the liberation of Tripoli Street and other areas. But right now we're back again to the zero point. Well, we had to start over again to fix what the Gaddafi's was have done. We still suffering from severe shortage in the baby milk supplies. The water supplies is not as much as it should be, even though we have received a significant amount from the international community, but still not enough. Also, the medical supplies, we are running out of medical supplies due to the casualties that the clinic have been receiving every day. So that makes them consuming the medical supplies very fast, and that was according to one of the doctors inside the clinic.
What at this point is the hope among citizens of Misrata for the future?
Actually, right now, since that the NATO have no, they don't have excuse anymore because of that. Earlier they were saying that we cannot bomb inside the city because of the collateral damage and the civilian casualties, because most of the sniper are positioned on inside the residential area, and there might be a civilian casualties. Right now, there are no Gaddafi's forces inside the city. And right now, the poll is on the side of the NATO to blame. So I think in the, right now it's the main role, it's the main role of the NATO to act fast to prevent any approach of Gaddafi's forces to the city and also to eliminate the source of threat, which is the rocket launchers they are using from the south, from the east, and from the west to kill the civilian and bomb and destroy the, and their attempts to bomb and destroy the seaboard, which is very dangerous, as you know. And also to protect the civilians and to protect the clinic.
Can you give me the most recent knowledge you have of the location of Gaddafi forces around Misrata?
They are still in the district area, which is the highest point of Misrata, when you stand in that area, which is, it's south to the city. You can see the whole city in front of you. They are still in position in the Al-Zirik area, which is the west entrance of the city. Yesterday they have launched rockets toward the Chinese company buildings, which is about maybe 15 kilometers west of the city center. They are still in the coastal road west of the city also, in an area called Abu Waya. And they have digged some holes to hide their rocket launcher from their NATO aircraft. And they are still operating from there. They are still attacking from there. And also yesterday they are trying to use a dirt road behind the steel factory, which is lead directly to the seaboard. And also they have conducted some attack from there. But yesterday the NATO actually have done some great jobs. They have managed to destroy at least from 80 to 100 vehicles, between tanks and four-wheel vehicles and anti-aircraft cannons. As you can see, the city is totally surrounded and it's still under siege.
Is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, as I told you in the message, I'm keeping saying that the NATO needs to act more. Actually, they are doing a great job right now, but they need to do more in order to prevent the casualties that's happening every day. We know that the situation is a little bit difficult, and it's different from the East front lines. But right now, since the situation of the battlefields have changed and the Gaddafi's forces are no longer inside the city, they need to do some effective job to prevent the attacks of the rocket launchers and the Askers from starting that sort.
What is your feeling about the fact that Italians are now active in the air campaign?
I'm very optimistic about that. The Italians are going to improve the ability of the NATO aircraft to cover more area and also to conduct more air strikes, and which means it's going to improve the measures and to protect the civilians.